Excuse me while I clean out my accordion. Actually, that's the sound of African penguins, affectionately known as jackass penguins. Are we sure that's affectionate? And that may be the sound of penguins in love, since it's peak penguin breeding season. Whenever we mention breeding on this show, Jim Metzner seems to be nearby. Jim produces the public radio program Pulse of the Planet and joins us from the wilds of Ulster County, New York. Jim, thanks for being with us.
Hi, glad to be your breeding consultant once again.
I had no idea there were penguins in South Africa.
Well, you know, it's close to Antarctica. Mm-hmm. It's in the southern latitudes where all penguins are found.
Now, how's the population of penguins doing in South Africa?
We've got about 90,000 penguin pairs, which may sound like a lot, but if you think that about 100 years ago, there was an estimated 1.5 million penguin pairs, then, you know, we're talking about a reduction of over 90%.
What's happened to bring down that population?
Penguin eggs were gathered for many, many years. And then one of the oddest ways is through the collection of guano.
That's what I think it is, right?
That's what you think it is. It's mostly bird droppings, and the penguins have actually burrowed in them, and they've been nice and cool. It's a great place for these particular species of penguins to make their nests and burrows.
It's a Ritz-Carlton for a jackass penguin, I suppose, but...
But then in the 19th century, in particular, guano from islands around the world started to be mined to feed the demand for fertilizer.
Well, has climate change also been a factor in the penguin population?
Yeah. With South African penguins, there's something called the polar front. This is the interface between the colder and the warmer waters that are down there. And it's very rich with the fish that the penguins feed upon. And what's been happening is with the warming that has been taking place, the polar front has moved and the penguins have had to swim farther away to get their food and their populations have dwindled. The other thing that's interesting, another population of penguins, Adelie penguins, which live on Antarctica, need winter pack ice. And if that pack ice breaks up, then they're not going to be able to be successful breeders. And so global warming has impacted on the population of the Adelie penguins as well.
Well, hearing the sounds of their romance, we wish them well.
Indeed.
Jim, thanks very much.
Guano happens, man. Okay.
Jim Metzner is producer of the radio program Pulse of the Planet, soon to be renamed from the sound of it.